And I really thought our next guest was going to be announced today as one of the three inaugural members of the Indoor Football League Hall of Fame. Unfortunately, it didn't happen, but still, hey, he's going to join us, and we appreciate it. He's a Hall of Famer to us, the former Storm linebacker, Mark Blackburn. Hey, Mark, welcome back to the program.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing? Thanks for having me.
We're doing good, man. First of all, sorry you didn't make it into the Hall of Fame today, but, hey, you were one of the 10 finalists, at least, to get in.
Yeah, you know, it was unfortunate, but, you know, it was great to be nominated. It was an honor, and I'm humbled by it as well. Just glad that those guys got in, and it's been pretty cool.
You know, I've said this throughout the course of the week, Mark, and I really believe it, that if you're one of those finalists, again, we really thought that you and Terrence Bryant were at least going to be two of them, that it's just a matter of time. I mean, with what you've done in this league, it's hard to not look at the Sioux Falls Storm and think that there are so many individuals within that organization, and especially players, you guys that built this thing, that are more than worthy of this honor.
Yeah, and it's great, you know, just being alongside those guys, and you know, with Rich and Terrence, you know, it would have been great if all three of us got in. You know, like you said, a matter of time, and I'm not really worried about it. You know, as long as, you know, the Storm is represented well, the league is represented well, and, you know, we're making names in that league. There's some big-time players in there, and it's pretty fun to be a part of.
Blackburn, four-time United Bowl champion, United Bowl MVP in 08, four-time all-league selection, all-time leader in tackles, and forced fumbles for the Sioux Falls Storm, and he joins us on the Fan Line. What are you doing today? What's keeping you busy?
Well, I'm doing a lot of things. I'm, you know, first of all, I work at Augustana College. I'm an assistant dean of students there. And then on the side, I do a lot of consulting work and working with actually students and kids and athletes and trying to help them perfect their craft and, you know, helping them perfect their bodies and, you know, whatever they need to do to be successful on the field or courts or whatever they need to do. So it's been fun. I've kind of stayed on the sidelines and watched the Storm from afar. I'm pretty busy with my two kids and family, so it's been interesting just watching and, you know, talking to Terrence, and it's been a fun ride listening and seeing the Storm, you know, continue on success. So
those of us that have been around here a while, we've seen just continued success of the Sioux Falls Storm, but, you know, you go back to that very first year. You were a member of the Storm back in 05. You guys were 8-8. You guys weren't very good for a while, and eventually won the United Bowl. Tell us about some of the challenges you faced that first year.
Well, I mean, you know, we really didn't have the team camaraderie that we developed in the later years. You know, we had some up and downs. We had some changes, personnel. We had some coaches changes and philosophy changes. And then all of a sudden, you know, we've kind of clicked. You know, we had some up and down traveling situations, and it wasn't the premier situation. But then, you know, once we got to the playoffs, all of a sudden something clicked, and we all looked at each other and said, let's do this. We got an opportunity to do this. Let's get it. And when that field goal at Sioux City, I think was wide left, boy, I mean, just an onslaught of emotion and just a roller coaster ride. And to sit there and win it with those guys and those teammates of mine, it was a great honor. And we were fortunate to keep it rolling for a number of years.
So. You know, Mark, from your time playing with the Storm and now into what you're doing now, can you take some of the things and some of the characteristics that you had in terms of leadership when you were with the Storm and apply it now to what you're doing in your career?
Oh, definitely. You know, it's funny because when I played, one of my things I used to say to the team, and especially when working out, is you have to have unbelievable work ethic. No matter how talented you are, no matter, you know, what happens in your situation, you want to be successful. You have to have the will, you have to be persistent, and you have to have unbelievable work ethic. And that's what I tried to establish there. And then now, here at my current job, is like, you know, I mentor a lot of students, a lot of college students, and that's what I tell them is, you know, if you want something bad enough, you go get it. Don't let nobody tell you can't do it or stop you to do it. So that's kind of the same type of mantra and the characteristics that I've kind of developed back then and storm days, and then carried on, and it's going to be a further component in my life as I tackle you know, every day. So it's pretty cool.
One of seven guys to have his number retired, number 14 retired with the Sioux Falls Storm. Mark Blackburn with us. I want to talk about that United Bowl III. I think it was United Bowl III, Lexington, where that was the game where every possession both sides scored. I mean, it was an amazing United Bowl where Sioux Falls happened to have the ball last and you won. Tell me about that game, what it was like playing for the Storm that year.
Oh, boy. It was crazy. The emotion, the atmosphere was so rich, you know, in that arena, you know, and it was no air in there. And, you know, us as players, we were sucking wind because, you know, defensively, you know, the offense was rolling on both sides and we couldn't seem to make a break. And you know, we just kept telling our guys on defense, one stop. We get one stop, either in the field goal or a stop in a certain time period in the fourth quarter. You know, we had faith in our confidence that, faith in our offense that they will score. And that's kind of what it came down to. But it was such a great game.
It was.
Going back and forth. It was just beautiful.
What do you miss most about playing the game?
Boy, well, I don't miss my body feeling like I just ran some brick walls, car wrecks. But I really miss the camaraderie of the guys. I miss going to practices and not just really practicing, but going and talking to the guys after work or something of that nature, and just kind of, you know, developing those relationships. I mean, we still have those relationships to this day. A lot of us that's not playing, almost all of us, still talk to each other almost on a regular basis. So, but that's what I miss. And just, you know, going out, hanging out with the guys, going to, you know, team meals and traveling together, and, you know, knowing that we were a cohesive unit and that, you know, we all had each other's back no matter what. So that's the thing I miss, you know, the most.
Mark, I can see you still at Sioux Falls Storm games in the stands. And when the offense of the other team shows up, you're already yelling clues to the defense, watch out for this. I know you're looking at the offensive set.
Yeah, it's hard to look at football now and not as just a regular fan. You know, it's pretty tough to sit there and not diagnose some plays. You know, it's always great, especially with those young guys now. You know, they're so talented and they're doing some things. But, you know, I can see some different components and different things that they might be missing or they just need to learn. So I always try to yell out tips and stuff. So, you know, I doubt they hear me. But it's always fun to feel like I'm still in the game somehow.
Storm have had great history with the linebackers, from Donnie Hills and Roth to you and now Tyler Knight. It's been a great run for Sioux Falls. And It was fun watching you play, and we're sorry you didn't make it into the Hall of Fame, but it's going to happen. It's going to happen, Mark.
Well, I really appreciate it, and thank you for all that you have done, and thank you to the Storm fans and for the votes and all that. I really appreciate it. You know, I'm just happy for Terrence and Rich. They're enshrined, and let's keep it going. Storm Nation, keep going.
Mark, we'll run into you over at Augie here down the road.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Mark Blackburn, the former Sioux Falls Storm linebacker,